Become part of our community to build your social media habits with workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday. 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker Extra Show with Paul Andrews.
Welcome to the Business Bunker Extra Show here on Channel Radio in association with Biz Radio. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my guest this afternoon is Sandra Tizzo. Sandra is a photographer and, dare I say, an artist. It's an artistic thing that you do, Sandra. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Extra Show. Thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon, Paul and everyone, and thank you for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. Now, if I may, I want to take you back a few years because I know that by birth you're Swedish. Start off by telling us, where in Sweden are you from originally, Sandra?
So I lived in Gothenburg, so that's on the west coast. So yeah. As we always say, the rain that doesn't fall over the UK now falls over my mother in Gothenburg. So we know the weather a day ahead.
Okay, cool. I know that you're very well travelled and you've worked in lots of different countries. Just when did you first leave Sweden and where did you go?
First left Sweden, my goodness, that must be around 2005 or something like that, I believe. My first stint abroad was probably for about half a year to a year in the United States,
right,
where the company I worked for at the time was setting up an office there.
Right,
so okay. I was the person.
Whereabouts in the US were you sent?
I was in Washington, D.C.
Okay, so you weren't sent to, where is it? The big, I'm trying to think where it is. Is it Wisconsin? It's got a big Swedish population in the US.
Yes, they do have a big Swedish population there as well. That is true. But no, I was in the D.C., the capital.
Okay. And from the US, I know you moved on from there. So just go through your kind of journey to arrive here in England.
It's a bit of a long one, I would say. Mm-hmm. It started off in the United States and heading up the office there. And once that was sort of running as it should, I came back home again.
Right.
And after that, I decided to move over to Canada.
Right.
And okay. I started to work for a company there.
Right.
I did that for about 5 years, I believe.
Right.
And then that journey continued. I went over to Germany and I lived there for another 5 years.
Right.
And then I met my husband, Chris, and I came here to England about 7 years ago.
Right, okay.
Where I'm planning on staying.
Yeah, as long as he behaves himself, obviously.
Yes, yeah, of course.
And you now live in lovely Lincolnshire.
Yes.
So you've had quite a journey and a lot of experience of different cultures across Europe and North America, which is always interesting. And of course, I guess we ought to mention your business background, because you have been running what I would call a scientific business. You know, it's a very, very STEM orientated business in intellectual property.
Yes, that is true. Both as a working for the company back in Sweden, that is an intellectual property software company, so very scientific. And that was the office I was heading up in the United States as well. So, and the same, it's what I did in Canada and what I did in Germany, what I did when I first came here as well.
Right.
But throughout, I've always been a artistic photography loving person. So I always kept my camera with me wherever I went.
Okay, so you've worked and you've had your own consulting business, I know, in intellectual property, but without being presumptuous, your hobby was always photography, or one of your hobbies was photography, and you had this artistic bent. So I'd like to explore what made you decide to make the move from what you were doing into a fully fledged professional photographer. And the reason I'm asking that, of course, is so many people out there would like to do the same thing, and maybe they don't have the impetus or they can't see. So what was it that finally made you go, do you know what, I'm going to do this for a living?
Basically, we've had a lot of time to think, I think, over the past, 18 months with COVID and everything. So you have a lot of thought, what is actually important for you? What do you enjoy doing in life? What gets you up in the morning and you feel refreshed? Mm. And that is basically me going out with my camera and taking photos as well. So I simply decided it's a good time to do it now as well.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because I think a lot of people have been thinking the same. I think as you quite rightly, as you say, the whole last 2 years almost of being locked at home, being shut down, being removed from our daily business lives has given us a lot of us time to sit and reflect on our lives and where we are. And it kind of forced on us really to say, okay, well, where are we going here? What's happening? I'm not in control of what's going on anymore. The government are. Is this a time for me to move on? So when did you actually launch your photography business, Sandra?
So it's actually been launched at the moment. So my plan is to have the website up and running on November 1st.
Right.
And really get fledging into it in the next year with wedding photography, portrait photography, and so forth. So currently, I'm trying to build up the portfolio, get a few clients here and there, doing a couple of freebies for some just to build up that portfolio and get the reputation.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's one of the things that you kind of have to do, isn't it, to have something to show people. I just want to explore some of the kind of more left field side of it, if you like. I know a couple of photographers locally here, and one of the things that they have a tendency to do quite successfully, where I live is down near the south coast, and there are some, we have the only desert in Europe where I live. It's called Dungeness, and it's not a sand desert. It is a sand desert, but it's not, a hot desert, but it is designated a desert area. And it's a very wonderful and bleak place. But a lot of professional photographers actually do lots of photography there, both of wildlife and of landscapes, to produce works of art for sale. Is that something that you would consider doing?
Absolutely. And I've been doing, especially in the last 2 years here, which is another reason for going into photography, is that I did a lot of landscapes being out and about, used my camera as a little bit of an excuse to be able to be out 4 hours instead of the designated 1 hour. I was allowed to do it. And when I posted the pictures online in our local forum, especially for the people who were shielding, it gave them so much joy to see the world outside. And a lot of people wanted to buy some of my photography as well. Sure. So that's definitely something I'm doing around here. Okay. And here we have the benefit of the great skies.
Of the what, sorry?
Of the big skies, the great skies that we have here.
Right, yeah, sure. I love that, and you quite often see some absolutely wonderful photographs and taken by a professional photographer such as yourself. Even if I went with my camera and stood where you stood, my pictures wouldn't look anything like yours. They'd be rubbish because I can't even look straight through the viewfinder. I don't even have a camera, actually. I just use my phone. But now, of course, for a photographer in the UK, certainly when you're starting out, you kind of, in order to make a living at it, you have to do things like wedding photography and portrait. I'm not trying to suggest for 1 minute that you're forced to do something you don't want to do, because I'm sure you do want to do it. But that's kind of the bulk of the type of work that professional photographers do a lot. So is that something you intend to be doing?
Absolutely. And the one thing is, You're very right. It is definitely the bulk of what actually brings the income. It's the wedding, it's the portrait, it's the family events and so forth as well. Yeah. And the way I see it is it's all about capturing memories.
Yeah.
To get those photos that you can look back on 20 years later, 30 years later, and remember that specific point in time.
Yeah.
So I'm not so much for doing the posing and, you know, bringing people into a studio, that kind of photos, but I want to capture memories, living memories.
Right.
Weddings fall into that as well.
Absolutely. It's interesting. When my kids were little, many years ago, and we're at school, we had a family portrait done, and it was done by a local photographer called Mel Smith, who exclusively photographed in black and white. Okay, so we had a little portfolio of these things made, and it was really bizarre because whenever you went to anyone else's house, I was at a school with my kids, they all had the same photographs because it just spread like wildfire. You know, once somebody had it done and people saw it, they went, "Oh, I like that. Who did that?" And then he built his portfolio like that. But it was all exclusively black and white, which at the time was quite novel. But I know a lot of people have experimented with going back to black and white photography these days. How about you? What's your favorite medium? Do you do black and white stuff, or do you tend to stick with real life color?
It's an interesting that you're actually mentioning it. So what I do, one of the abilities on my camera is that I can set it to be as a black and white camera.
Right.
Now, of course, through the viewfinder, everything is still in color. But when I look at the back of it, everything is in black and white. And that is what I use when I do my photography.
Okay.
Reason being is that I then focus much more on the light, so I'm not so distracted by the color.
Right.
I know what the colors are, but I'm making sure that the light is right. So if you can get a nice picture in black and white, then you have the option to have it either in color or black and white after. But I often do my photography seen as in black and white, and then I make up my mind, how does this one look better? Is it black and white or is it color?
Right. I want to explore something else now, Zandra, if I may, and something that I think is not always thought about as much as it should be. In business these days, and not just in business, but in all kinds of walks of life, we're great users of social media. And you see some horrendous images of people on their social media profiles, you know, probably a photograph that they had taken accidentally 20 years ago that they're still using because it's the only decent photo they've got of them. And I find that a bit sad, really, that, you know, we don't put a bit more effort into putting ourselves across better. So I want to explore that kind of portrait photography and you know, doing what I would call headshots for things like social media and stuff like that. But outside of that as well, there are something like over 1 trillion websites in the world, and they all need content. And one of the greatest bits of content you can have are pictures and graphics and things such as. So, again, one of those opportunities, if you like, for photographers is professional photographs for use in a website. So, if we may, I'd like to explore those two things. Are those two things that you will also be doing?
Anything, really. I mean, for websites and so forth, you always have the stock photo market where you can add things and people will buy and so forth. So have a couple of photos up there as well. And, you know, there's quite a lot. I mean, you have the entire restaurant industry, for example. You see, you've seen menus, what they can look like sometimes, and they would actually need photos as well.
Absolutely.
I'm currently in contact with the new restaurant that's opening up and see if maybe I'll help them out with doing some photos for their website as well. We have a magazine that comes out here. They've asked, can we use one of your photos on our cover? Mm. And so forth. You know, there's always an area for many different things. What one really have to consider is, A, again, what is your passion? And do you want to be a jack of all trades?
Sure.
Or do you want to specialize in something? What is your strength, really, as well? And do you have the right lighting equipment to make all of the stock photos? Or do you more prefer to use natural light?
Yeah.
I'm more for natural outside showing, although I can do a portfolio shoot with studio lights and so forth as well. If I wanted to take pictures of products, for example, or anything like that. But my preference is to use natural light and say, and people, and telling the story.
No, absolutely. And it is interesting talking about stock photos as well, you know, because there are lots of places you can buy photo images. One of the problems I have with that is you end up, you know, with lots of people with the same images, and you can lose a bit, you know. And I think a classic example is what you mentioned, which is menus of restaurants. Mm-hmm. So many of them just buy stock photos of food, and you think, well, that's not your restaurant. You didn't cook that.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's an interesting point you make about that. So basically, the use of photography and good quality photography has grown exponentially. And there are lots of different markets. As you say quite rightly, some people generalize, some people specialize. I actually know a local photographer that only does industrial buildings.
And that's very common.
And they will only photograph industrial buildings for, you know, whatever purpose they do that for. So are you looking to specialize in particular niches, or you're going to be a bit broader?
I think my speciality will probably be wedding portraits and landscapes.
Right,
that's where I like to be, but outside portraits more than inside portraits, I would say.
Okay. Well, and that's interesting as well, isn't it? Because I guess with an outside portrait, you can get a bit more action in it. Indoor portraits tend to be someone sitting on a chair looking at the camera.
Exactly. And that's, again, it's all about telling the story. So if I were to say, let's have a family portrait session, starting outside, we may be inside in their own home as well, but it's about capturing a moment in time, not where they're, you know, stiffly posed and I'm telling them 1, 2, 3, smile, but rather the children, they run around and play, they do their daily thing, they have fun, they laugh. And you create memories that way. That's more my style of photography, is to capture those little moments where you're, I remember that day. Oh, yeah, that was fun. Because you never start talking about, do you remember the day when we went to the photo studio and sat for 10 minutes and smiled? You don't remember it. It might be a nice picture that you have on the wall, but it doesn't invoke a memory in the same way.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, funny enough, it's really funny you should say that. My youngest son is currently visiting my eldest son, who lives in France. And my grandson, who is 3, was there. And they're working on restoring a house. And my youngest son just took a photo on his phone of my grandson helping his daddy build. And it is the most wonderful photograph, because he caught him in mid-laugh. And it was just, you know, you could, if you planned it, you couldn't capture it. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And it's just such a gorgeous photograph that he captured in amongst a bunch of other ones. It was lovely. And it's outdoors. It's raining and he's laughing and it's just wonderful. And there's just so much more in a photograph like that, isn't there, than just a static, you know, headshot.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, headshots have its place as well. Obviously, you need the professional picture for your LinkedIn profile, or if it's a CV or a website, and so forth.
Your passport and driving license. Excuse me.
Yes, exactly. So, I mean, it everything has its place. But me personally, I am more about telling the story, what happened during that moment in time. Get that laugh that you're just going to remember years later.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Zandra, we wish you fantastic success with your new venture. I'm sure it will be very successful. You've been a photographer for a long time, so it's a skill that you already possess, and now that you're turning it into a business. And, I think, coming right back to where we started, that's the really interesting thing about where we are now, isn't it? Is so many people now are reevaluating their life and reevaluating what they do and moving on to doing things that make them happier in themselves. Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, and that's not to denigrate the business you're in before. I'm sure you enjoyed doing that with the expertise you had, but it isn't what really sums you up as a person, as a creative person, I guess.
Exactly. I'm much more, outwards rather than sitting and looking at a screen and making sure that data is transferred from one area to the other.
Sure. Cool. It's been a pleasure to talk to you, Zandra. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Extra Show. I know your website's still in planning stage, but it is there, even though it's just a holding page. So give us a shout out for it so that people can have a look at it once it's up and ready to run.
Absolutely, we'll do that. And thank you very much for having me as well, Paul.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. So give us a shout for your website. How do people find your website?
Tizophotography.co.uk.
Fantastic. We'll put a link to that on the Business Bunker radio website so that people can find it. Zandra, thank you so much for joining me. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll see you again soon.
See you again soon. Thank you very much.
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday, 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker Extra Show with Paul Andrews.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.